This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 20th. Brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag tech startup funding drops. PPIC surveys the SGMA options for farmers. And Thompson welcomes no-cut budget blueprint. It's a tough time to be a startup. Jennifer Marston, an editor at the venture capital firm Ag Funder, delivered a sobering keynote to open the FIRA USA Robotics Conference yesterday. Global investment in food tech and ag tech startups topped $29.6 billion last year. But that's a 44% decline from the year before, according to an Ag Funder report. Marston attributed the plummet to a slew of factors farmers are well familiar with, from the war in Ukraine to inflation and supply chain setbacks. There's not going to be a lot of funding, and investors are hanging on to what they have, she said, in forecasting the years ahead. The good news? Well, the overall agri-food tech investment last year was still up more than sevenfold from 10 years ago. Meanwhile, tech investment for on-farm products such as robotics, precision ag, and AI was down just 11% from a record high in 2021. Why it matters? Well, in a show of hands, investors far outnumbered farmers on the first day of the conference. But today, it'll focus more on grower issues and feature a discussion with CDFA Secretary Karen Ross and State Senator John Laird of Santa Cruz. Another conversation will cover Cal OSHA's safety regulations. You can read more about the FIRA USA in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. PPIC, embrace SGMA changes through collaboration. The Public Policy Institute of California has issued a set of proposals to help San Joaquin Valley farmers weather the turbulent years ahead under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Water trading will be crucial in managing for scarcity, according to the report. The researchers are also pushing to accelerate farmland repurposing and increase regional coordination. They surmise that robust funding and supportive regulations are key. That means investing in water infrastructure for groundwater recharge and bolstering solar development to replace farmland. PPIC is hosting a half-day conference today in Fresno and online to review the options at hand. Thompson welcomes no-cut budget blueprint. Amid the budget turmoil on Capitol Hill, the House Budget Committee is set to consider a partisan budget resolution today, a little more than a week before the end of the fiscal year. Now, the resolution won't require any cuts to farm bill spending, but it doesn't provide any new money either. That's despite an appeal from the House Ag Committee for funding to bolster commodity programs. House Agriculture Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse the resolution provides a very clear statement there should be no cuts to agriculture. But the Ag Committee's top Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, said in a statement the resolution, quote, shortchanges the farm bill, focuses on tax cuts for the rich, and undermines the bipartisan work we do on the House Agriculture Committee every day. Now take note. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow and Thompson are both welcoming the $2.5 billion in funding that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is providing for market promotion and international food aid. Thompson, however, expressed concern that Vilsack was able to sidestep Congress using his Commodity Credit Corporation authority to fund the initiatives. Now, for more on those farm bill issues, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack, still more applicants than money available in conservation programs despite IRA dollars. The Agriculture Department is still unable to meet all of the demand for four popular conservation programs, that despite the $850 million in the Inflation Reduction Act funding the agency has been authorized to spend this year. That the word of Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday. Vilsack, speaking at an Axios event, said the department has received more than $2.5 billion in requests for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, Regional Conservation Partnership Program, and Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. The demand is extraordinary, Vilsack said. We got 3.5 times the amount of demand that we have money. USDA proposes SNAP quality control updates. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service published a proposed rule to ensure households eligible to receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program assistance get the correct benefits. The proposed rule aims to increase state agency efficiency, reduce the amount of time that state staff spend verifying household circumstances, and improve the quality and timeliness of the SNAP payment accuracy data, that according to an update from the agency. The rule would modernize how state agencies conduct quality control reviews, including a provision to allow telephone interviews as the primary interview method. Well, here's today's She Said It. You can't treat food like it's software, like it's another app. That Jennifer Marston, an editor at Ag Funder, describing a string of bankruptcies after indoor farming companies, quote, failed to deliver on promises. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Daly.